If you've ever written an explosive email to someone only to realize after you hit send that you addressed it to the wrong person, then you'll feel at least a little sorry for the Defense Department. Today, they revealed they had mistakenly sent something to Taiwan, except it wasn't an email. It was a part used to fire an intercontinental ballistic missile. Oops. Caitlin Harrington is a staff reporter for Jane's Defense Weekly, and she's been following this little mess up. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. All right, so what did we send to Taiwan, and how did this happen?
Well, basically what happened was this morning the Secretary of the Air Force, Michael Wynn, told some reporters that actually last week the military realized that we had sent the non-nuclear components of a nuclear warhead, an intercontinental ballistic missile, over to Taiwan. Basically what we sent were these four fuses, and the fuses are basically used to detonate the warhead on a nuclear missile. So they're not nuclear themselves, but they are what makes the missile go boom. So.
Yeah, oops. so we kind of have this policy on Taiwan, which is that we don't send them weaponry or the little parts that make things go boom. Do you think this was an honest mistake or an effort to arm the Taiwanese secretly?
I actually do think it was an honest mistake because, As you know, of course, our overt sort of policy toward Taiwan is that we don't think they should have an offensive nuclear weapons capability. But I've talked to a couple Chinese military experts today, and they said they think that inside the U.S., inside military and intel circles, there's also a consensus that it's not a good idea for them, for Taiwan, to have an offensive capability because it's just kind of confrontational and unnecessary. And, you know, they have, you know, PAC-3 missile defense systems, and that's really enough. So sometimes the simplest explanation for these kinds of strange arms transfers is the most plausible one. And in that case, that's that someone punched in a barcode number somewhere wrong and the technology got transferred.
Oh, but Caitlin, the simple explanation doesn't make me feel good. You know what I mean? It's like...
Absolutely. And there is, I would say, if you're going to worry about a security issue coming out of this, it's not so much was the U.S. purposely trying to arm Taiwan as it is what's going on with U.S. supply chain security and our nuclear weapons arsenal. Because to put this in a little context, last August, the Air Force actually flew a B-52 armed with not one, but eight nuclear-tipped warheads from one U.S. airfield to another.
Uh-huh.
And it was totally, you know, unauthorized by accident. And, you know, you're not supposed to put, you know, nuclear weapons on airplanes unless you're going to use them, you know. And so this is kind of part of a broader sort of nuclear supply chain security issue, I think. And then to bring that a step further out, I think if you look at Taiwan, a couple Chinese military experts I talked to today said there's actually a concern that when you transfer any technology to Taiwan, it's actually getting over to China because the Taiwanese intelligence community is infiltrated by a lot of Chinese who take all the military secrets they can get and bring them back to China.
Yeah. Caitlin, we only have about a minute left, but I do want to ask, even if the Chinese do see this as a simple mistake on our part, will this create a thorny diplomatic problem between us and China?
I think it absolutely will. I mean, tensions between the U.S. and China have been on the rise for a while now. Just look back to last year when China shot down one of its own satellites in the air, up in space, kind of going against sort of a taboo against using weapons in outer space. So you had that happen last year, and now you've got the U.S. accidentally sending this technology to Taiwan. Certainly, you know, perhaps the diplomatic language will remain polite, but there's no question that there's a rise in tensions.
Caitlin, do you think that maybe the box that the equipment was in said "Made in Taiwan" and somebody just thought they should send it back?
It's possible, but unlikely.
Yeah, and as you know, we just passed the fifth anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. So here's our theory on these missile parts. Could this actually have been a preemptive shipment of WMD so we can just go ahead and invade Taiwan next year?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think we want to invade Taiwan. I think we're trying to protect Taiwan, but we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out in the diplomatic realm and in the weeks to come.
Caitlin, I cannot get you to be a conspiracy theorist, no matter how hard I try, can I?
Oh, no. I guess not.
All right. Another person with integrity. All right, Caitlin Harrington, thank you for explaining that to us.
No problem.
Caitlin Harrington is a reporter for Jane's Defense Weekly.